Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
I need you, Lord. A meditation for Saturday of the fourth week of Easter. From the Gospel of John, chapter 14. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." Opening prayer. Lord, I desire that you open my eyes to see as you see, my mind to think as you think, and my heart to love as you love. I approach you today, Lord, as I would a dear friend. May this time of prayer lead to a more profound relationship with you. Encountering Christ. 1. God bless Philip. Even though he accompanied Jesus for quite some time, Philip still missed an important truth about his master, that the Father and Jesus are one. Yet Philip spoke from his heart when he begged, "Show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Like Philip, many of us are seasoned followers of Christ, having been with him for years in our vocation as priests, consecrated persons, or lay men and women. Like Philip, we often misunderstand Jesus when he reveals something of himself to us, even if we should know better. Philip teaches us that when we ask Jesus sincerely for clarification or greater insight, Jesus answers us. We have this beautiful description of Jesus' relationship with the Father because Philip asked to see and understand. 2. Doing his works. Once more, Jesus tells us in these lines of Scripture that by faith we can work miracles. Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these. If we're not doing miracles or witnessing them, the fault lies with us. Perhaps our faith is too weak. Perhaps we haven't discerned when miracles are called for. Perhaps we aren't ready to give Jesus all the credit. Or maybe we fail to see miracles for what they are. Is there any greater miracle than to see the light of Christ sparkle in someone's eyes for the first time as you witness about him? Lectors, Eucharistic ministers, and church musicians can be miracle workers, bringing the word of life in people's souls by their ministries. Healing miracles happen through healing services or by our own intercessory prayers. We are miracle workers every time we act according to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, for we become Christ's hands and feet for the good of our neighbor. 3. Asking. Jesus told us that if we ask anything of him in his name, he will do it. What a promise! How often do we trust the Lord with our heart's greatest desires? We think, "I want to be a saint," or "I want the conversion of my fallen away children." These things are certainly at the top of our list, but are they truly our greatest desires? Maybe we want to be hugged, loved, understood. Do we long for companionship? Physical healing? When we ask the Lord to reveal to us what our greatest desires are, the answers may surprise us. Our Lord knows what we want. So let's have the courage to tell him the truth from the depths of our hearts. We take these things to Jesus and trust that he hears us and is working on it. And we say with St. Thérèse of Lisieux, I am certain that you will grant my desires. I know it, O my God. Conversing with Christ. Lord, fill my heart with your light. Through getting to know you, may I get to know myself and see more clearly what is in my heart, what should stay and what should go. Give me the grace of this deep and intimate relationship with you. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will spend 10 minutes in intercessory prayer, confident that you hear and answer my prayers.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.